Welcome to the Tap Room exclusive. I'm Dean Zarbaugh. Joining me via phone today is Beth Pfeiffer of the Doberman Underground and Jason Blevins, owner of Zaftig Brewing Company. How are you today?
Great.
How are you? Doing great. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. We've been talking about having you guys come on to promote. You have an event coming up on June 14th at Zaftig down in Columbus, Worthington area. It's the Drinks for Dobermans event. Why don't you tell the people a little bit about the event and what brought you guys together?
Okay. So the event is a fundraiser that we're hosting for Doberman Underground, which is a rescue organization that mainly functions in Ohio. And we also work with surrounding states, Kentucky, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Indiana, West Virginia. And we focus on rehoming and rescuing Dobermans, but we also will take in pretty much any breed that has a need. Mm-hmm. And then the fundraiser is just because we spend a lot of money on medical expenses. We spend a lot of money on, you know, spaying and neutering the dogs and any sort of medical expense that comes up anytime that we end up with a dog that has needs. We end up with a lot that have been in abuse situations or just neglect situations. So that kind of is just like the basics of Doberman Underground. We are pretty much like a foster-based rescue. So we are one of those rescues that does not have a facility. Okay. And so all of our dogs are in foster homes. And that kind of gives us the opportunity to really get to know the dog, understand what their needs are, what their behaviors are, their personalities, and it allows us to basically develop relationships with the dog so that when we do match them with a potential adopter, we have a more successful match.
Absolutely. And I feel like that'd probably be a more, like an easier transition for the dogs as well. Instead of having to go and deal at, you know, at a facility, you know, they're at a home and kind of, it'll help. I feel like it'll just kind of, anxiety wise or any nerves or anything that they might have, it just kind of helps you guys keep them a little more, calm and collected. How did you guys get, partnered up with Zaftig? Jason, how'd you find Doberman Underground?
they reached out to us. I actually know Beth from a previous life before the brewery, and so she was looking for a potential venue, and we do all kinds of different events and stuff here. So she reached out and asked if there was any way we could help, and we said absolutely. We're very dog friendly, even though we have a cat. we are a dog friendly facility and have a lot of dogs here, which the cat absolutely hates, but
as to be expected.
Right.
It's great to see, cause a lot of, it seems like a lot of craft breweries are really big on helping, institutions and places like Doberman Underground, to kind of get the word out there and help the community. You know, we're all in this together, and I'm a big dog person myself, and I saw the event, and my heart goes out to all the animals out there that I can't physically help by giving a home. So I wanted to, if I could go into a kennel and take every dog, I would. I just don't have the space for it. But I wanted to do my part.
We'll always take you as a volunteer.
Absolutely. I'd love to volunteer. So I wanted to reach out and kind of do this show, a little interview, kind of get the word out, do what I could as a interviewer to promote the event. A portion of the sales are going to the Doberman Underground. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. I was just going to say that, Jason has offered to donate a portion of, you know, the drink sales. There's going to be a taco truck outside that I don't remember the name of it, unfortunately, but they have also offered to do a flat donation.
Oh, nice.
And we've got some great donations from the community as well, and we're going to actually be holding a raffle as well. So we'll be having some prizes. We've got some gift cards to different spas, to different restaurants. Cheesecake Factory has been a great donor for us. We've got some miscellaneous home decor from local vendors here in town, beauty supplies, and some Columbus Crew tickets that were actually donated to us by Huey's Event Productions.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of fun stuff going down. And it's June 14th from 5:30 to 8. Is that the correct time?
Yes, that's correct.
5:30 to 8. And beyond, you know, that's just one day. Obviously, it's going to be a huge help. What do you recommend people do that can help you guys out just beyond coming to this event, which hopefully everybody does?
We've got quite a few different options. The biggest thing, if you go on our website, there's a ton of information. The website is dudobes.org. And like everybody else, we're also on Facebook and Instagram and the whole nine yards. But there's some links on there where if you're super active and you want to get involved with us, we're always looking for people who can help us coordinate events like this and help staff events. Always looking for foster families. We look for people who can help us with transports because a lot of the dogs that we get are all over the place because we get calls from shelters and owner surrenders and things like that. So we end up driving these dogs all over the state of Ohio and to the other states surrounding. And if you go on our website, there is an application for volunteering and a separate application for fostering if people are interested. And if somebody does foster with us, we do provide everything. So you get cages and food and bowls and medication and leashes, and there's no expense to you unless you're like me and end up absolutely spoiling the dog
right.
And buying, you know, everything else.
Yep.
So that's a big way. We take donations, direct donations through PayPal. You can also donate on Facebook. And there's just a lot of different random options there. And if you're not somebody who has a lot of time to donate, there's also information for affiliate programs on the website. So places like Amazon, they have a link you can do through Amazon Smile.
Oh, yeah.
And a percentage of your purchases would be donated to us. There's Kroger Community Rewards. If you're a BarkBox subscriber, if you're familiar with that, the subscription box.
Mm-hmm.
If you use our reference code that's on the webpage, that also will give us a flat donation. So there's a ton of different links for things like that where you can kind of be a passive donator.
Absolutely.
So we're always looking for people
yeah.
to add us into that.
Yeah, please, everybody listening, please go out and do what you can to help. And Jason, so tell the people a little bit about Zaftig. You guys are down in Worthington. How long have you been around? A couple years now?
Yeah, so this is actually our second facility. We started back in 2013, so we're about four and a half years now. We've been in business. We are Worthington's brewery. That's a big part of us. We try to really support the local community as much as possible. But we're full production facility. We have bottling and kegging and brewing right on site. And we have about a 1,700 square foot tap room. People can come in and try our beers here. You can buy the beer directly from here and take it home if you want. We usually have food trucks here as well. So if you're interested in food, you can also get food.
Oh, nice. I've been a big fan of Zaftig's beer for a while now. Where I work, we get kegs in every once in a while and always enjoy it. There's always the crowd kind of comes in when we announce Zaftig's going to be on. They're like, ooh, growlers coming in.
Awesome.
There's always a nice buzz surrounding Zaftig. So I wanted to reach out and I appreciate you guys taking the time, to do that again. I'm going to get out the date one more time. That's June 14th from 5:30 to 8 PM. That's at, Zaftig Brewing Company. I almost said Worthington Brewing Company, Zaftig Brewing Company at 7020A Huntley Road in Worthington, Ohio. Jason and Beth, anything else you guys want to get out that I might have missed before we go?
Not really.
No, just yeah, everybody can come out and you know, support for sure, and possibly even you know, rescue a dog would be great.
Yeah, we also will have dogs on site.
Oh, nice.
So if you're not super familiar with the Doberman breed, you can come out and interact with them. I think there's going to be 3 to 4 here, and they'll also all be wearing donation bags so that we can tug at your heartstrings a little bit.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Hopefully get a few more donations in there. But yeah, so we'll have the dogs on site as well. So
very nice.
We'll have everybody come out.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get the day off from work myself so I can drive down there and support you guys as well. So I hope to see you guys down there. Fingers crossed I get the day off. If not, I'll be making a donation and stuff anyway.
Awesome. Thank you.
Jason and Beth, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.